One of the things that was interesting about the history of the school, as you walked into the school, there was two doors of the school. One was for the girls and one was for the boys. Now, the girls came through the door on the right as you faced the school, and the boys came in the door on the left. And you came into a little entryway which had a lot of hooks for your hats and hats and jackets, etc. And also had a big jug of water. And of course, the school in each of these little entryways. So there's a little entryway, and with place to put your hat and coat, and a little table for or a shelf, as I recall, for a jug of water, which had a tap at the bottom, and then they had the a cupboard that that was open cupboard, like you would have in the kitchen, and all of the cups were all numbered for the individuals. So, you know, the tall ones had tall students had the big cups at the top and what have you. So, when you wanted water, you could get permission to go out and get some, or at lunch or coming in from recesses. We had two recesses, one in the morning and one as first graders, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Now, the other students, the second through the sixth grade, they only had one recess, which was in the afternoon. And, of course, there was the one teacher, and we had a big stove there, and the funnel, the chimney was out on the back of the building, and so metal stovepipe, okay, going up out of the stove across the top, and the purpose of that was to improve the heat distribution out to the back of the building. And out there was a chimney, and that went into a chimney and up there. And on either side of that was the boys' room and the girls' room if we had to go to the bathroom. Okay, and you had to get, as a student, you had to get permission to go in those bathrooms. And then as you got into the school, there was a on the left side of the school was the a whole line of blackboards, of slate blackboards. And it came around the front section as we sat down and we faced the stove. That front section had a blackboard a small partition, which was really an open closet in which we had books and shelves and our you might say our library, and that went in and around the round the stove. And out on the facing the stove on the left was the teacher's desk. And of course it's now something unheard of in the school, but at that time, or that period of time, George Washington's picture was on the wall behind the teacher's desk. And we knew that, and that was all part of our history discussion. And also there was a flag, and we had a prayer and pledged allegiance to the flag. And as again you're facing the teacher now, on the other side was the same kind of a blackboard to get out to the window, which would be on the left now, and the whole left side was all window, with a small exception. I shouldn't say all of it was window. There was probably two windows space, which was an area that was used for art and clay workings, mm-hmm. or arts or whatever that we would do during the day. And the windows went all the way back to the back, and there were windows on both sides coming to the edge of where you went into the boys' room and the girls' room. The boys' room was on the right, the girls' room was on the left. Okay. Excuse me, that's looking at the back of the building. And one of the things I always remember was that we were set up first grade, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. And also we were lined up as teams, so that if you just take one line, all six of those people, we had a check on our health activities, all right? And so we had strings stuck up across from the front to the back from each of these rows. And put a little car on the string, and then as all of the we were asked, did we wash our hands, did we brush our teeth, did we comb our hair, and there was four or five things. I just remember those, though. That's all I could remember. So maybe some other questions there. And so the sixth grader was kind of the captain of the team, all right? And so as it happened, in my first grade, this is my first grade, Gene Whiting was a senior. So when I would come out from my driveway, when Sis and George and I would come out from my driveway, I remember Gene asking me, "Henry, did you brush your teeth today? Did you wash your hands? Did you wash your face?" And so she was making sure that I was participating properly to help the score of the team, right? And the car would move through, and Mrs. Whiting, the mother of Jane, Virginia, Shirley, and Mary, she was the teacher. And she was a stern teacher. She was quite stern. And I remember that little incident. And as you think about this a little bit, although we as first graders and second graders didn't really pay any attention to this, you realize that really the sixth graders were helping the first graders do maybe artwork. And they may have been, for example, spelling. So one of the sixth graders would volunteer, or maybe was asked, I don't know, would come down and help us first graders work with art and these kind of things. So there was help by the individual students helping the Mrs. Whiting do the teaching, because we had English, and we had spelling. We had to learn our ABCs, and we had of course English and spelling, and we had math. And we had history, and I can't remember more than that. Nothing great, but we had those skills, and of course we followed them all the way up through grammar school. So I remember one. We had a herd. We called him Tarzan. Okay,
Tarzan.
Tarzan,
Tarzan,
right?
Yes.
Okay, and we called him Tarzan, and he was. By the way, I have to put into one aspect. You were required to stay in school until you were 16, and you had to complete six grades, and so. Surprisingly, we had some some boys, and actually they happened to be all boys, but some boys who were older because they hadn't passed all of the grades. They didn't really have a lot of interest, obviously, and Tarzan was one of them, all right? So he was an older fellow, but he was very, 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 very interesting, and we had a lot of fun going out and when we had recess and on the things that we could do. And I remember in the third and the fourth grade, we had a lot of cowboys and Indians, because right out behind the Silver Lake School was an open field, and behind that were trees and whatever. So we could go on out there and have cowboys and Indians, some of us younger, including all of our older boys, right? And while the girls had the swings. We had swings, we had the teeter board, but those were the two main things, the swings and the teeter board for recreation. And so in the winter when we went out, I remember we'd pile the snow up and had King of the Hill fights, resulted in a lot of accidents and some crying, whatever, because it's a pretty active thing. However, Mrs. Whiting and the future teachers, they let us do that, and of course we got into some fights and in trying to run up the hill and being kicked off. I mean, literally kicked off. So, anyways, but that was in the winter, and in the summer, of course, we could run around and that's about all that was done. There was a garden out to the right there that the Bickfords, Paul Bickford, His sister is, Paul is deceased, but his sister is Joyce. She's Joyce Eldridge, and she's active in the church today, and his younger sister was Joyce, okay? Paul was the oldest in the family, and there was a garden out there, and in the fall, a lot of hiding places if you wanted to play hide and seek and there.